أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is our lecture on Christmas, and it's the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam school of thought. I got the privilege to be able to do this lecture with my dear sister Sarah. And inshallah, you all like our lecture. Bismillah.
What we will discuss. We'll discuss the history of Christmas. Then we'll go into what Christmas is now. We'll also touch upon some hadith. And we'll give statistics and discuss about the poor and what those statistics mean for the poor. Then we'll go into the fatwas. And also talk about tolerance for other religions and other people. And Prophet Isa alayhi salam in Quran and Hadith. And what to do now if you've been practicing or celebrating this holiday. And we'll also look at the sources.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Historical aspects of Christmas. Around the time of the winter solstice, Romans observed Euphalania, a feast honoring the children of Rome. In addition, members of the upper classes often celebrated the birthday of Mithra, the god of the unconquerable sun, on December 25th. It was believed that Mithra, an infant god, was born of a rock. For some Romans, Mithra's birthday was the most sacred day of the year. In the early years of Christianity, Easter was the main holiday. The birth of Jesus was not celebrated. In the 4th century, church officials decided to institute the birth of Jesus as a holiday. Unfortunately, the Bible does not mention a date for the birth, a fact that Puritans later pointed out in order to deny the legitimacy of the celebration. Pope Julius I chose December 25th. It is common belief that the church chose this date in an effort to adopt and absorb the traditions of the pagan Saturnalia festival. First called the Feast of the Nativity, the custom spread to Egypt by 423 and thus to England by the end of the 6th century. By the end of the 8th century, the celebration of Christmas was spread all the way to Scandinavia. Today, in the Greek and Russian Orthodox churches, Christmas is celebrated 13 days after the 25th, which is also referred to as the Epiphany or Three Kings Day. Clement of Alexandria says, "There are those who have determined not only the year of our Lord's birth, but also the day. And they say that it took place on the 28th year of Augustus and then the 25th day of the Egyptian month of Pachon, which is May 20th. Further, others say that he was born on the 24th or the 25th of Paramuthi, which would be April 20th or April 21st. Prior to 300 CE, Christmas was unknown to Christians, and it seemed it was not accounted for among the feast of Irenaeus and Tertullian. Therefore, it appeared sometime after 300 CE. The historical aspects of the Christmas tree. In the early days of the Christian church, and even up until the 19th century, the use of the evergreen tree and decorations for the tree during Christmas was discouraged or prohibited because of its pagan associations. Although many other elements of pre-Christian winter holidays, such as the Roman Saturnalia, was retained in Christmas celebrations, the evergreen decoration was commonly condemned. Ironically, some people now object to the public display of a Christmas tree because of the Christian symbolism that it has recently come to represent. Roman pagans were known to decorate living trees with candles and metal decorations, some depicting the god Bacchus. Christmas trees have often been decorated since the origin in the 16th century Europe, first with edible treats. Candles became popular in the 18th century, and they began to replace the electric lights around the turn of the 20th century. Blown glass ornaments first appeared as mainly Czech and Polish products around the end of the 19th century. The first incarnation of an actual Christmas tree as we know it today occurred in the 16th century in Germany, where it was used to celebrate a 24th of December holiday called the Feast of Adam and Eve. These trees were called paradise trees and were thought to be related to the tree of knowledge discussed in the book of Genesis. German immigrants brought this tree to America in the 17th century, and it became accepted as a Christmas decoration throughout the Western world only around 1850. Christmas, as we know now, the actual tree itself is starting to be referred to as a holiday tree in order to emphasize the secularism of today's society. The tree can no longer even seem to retain any Christian symbolism. The majority of those celebrating Christmas and the Christians as they believe it is to celebrate the birth of Jesus. As for it being Jesus' birthday, we can say that we as Muslims know this is not the date and therefore we cannot celebrate it as it would be celebrating a Christian holiday. The fatwa is to come in previous slides. As for the action done on this holiday, we can see that there are many things that are not allowed in Islam, such as the wasting of money, the association with drinking alcohol, the traditions of promoting unchastity, such as a mistletoe, mixed gatherings, and many other things, such as music and dancing. If we as Muslims reflect and see that this holiday has many haram things embedded in it, we should disassociate ourselves from these practices.
Hadith. Abu Abdullah As-Sadiq alayhi salam has said about the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he has said as part of a long narration, there are three types of affairs. One that are clearly right and you can follow, ones that are clearly wrong and you should avoid, and ones that have doubtful which you must leave up to God. For us, the Bible is like hadith, statements narrated by companions which are open to scrutiny and criticism. Since we also believe in Prophet Jesus alayhi salam, Christians are ala kitab. However, this does not mean that we can mix religious rituals of Islam with those of ala kitab. The example of the Qibla and the Prophet declaring it in order to differentiate from other faiths. Therefore, there is no need for Christmas trees in Muslim homes. However, this does not mean there is an issue with greeting the Christian neighbors with a Merry Christmas. There is no problem with giving or accepting gifts on this occasion, either provided they aren't items that go against our faith, such as alcohol. Statistics and the poor. The U.S. statistics in 2016 said that the Christmas tree sales, the real and the fake ones, is about the amount of $46 million. And in 2018, their Christmas retail sales were forecasted to grow about $719.17 billion U.S. dollars, a 4.55% increase from the previous year. Canada statistics. At $77.6 million, the value of a farm cash receipts for Christmas trees in Canada in 2016, and a $43.1 million, the value of fresh-cut Christmas trees exported from Canada to the rest of the world in 2016, a $5.1 billion, the value of food beverage purchased at large retailers in Canada in December of 2016, a $459.9 million, the value of televisions and audios and video equipment were bought, $417.8 million, the value of toys, games, and hobby supplies, including those of electronic games, were bought. $474.9 million, the value of computer hardware and software. And this list goes on and on and on. As we can clearly see with the statistics like this, that this is a billion-dollar holiday. That means that the people that are selling the items that you buy for Christmas end up adding up to over billions of dollars. And if we were to give that all to the poor, you would clearly see that there would not be the poor that we see today in great poverty in many parts of the world.
sometimes even in our own town, our own cities, in our own countries, like the United States and Canada.
Fatwa.
The fatwa from Sayyid Sistani, the question was asked, what is the ruling upon the participation in non-Islamic events? The answer, if it includes promoting of Christianity or corruptness, then it is impermissible. Another question that was asked and signed was from Sayyid Sistani, are Muslims allowed to celebrate Christmas? To be more specific, are Muslims allowed to set up Christmas trees in their homes and give gifts to the Muslim family members within the home hold? Are the Muslims allowed to hang Christmas trees in their homes and other forms of Christmas observations, such as having Christmas parties and having Christmas dinners? The answer that was given from Sayyid Sistani, if it is considered preaching and confirmation of other faiths, it is not permissible. And another sign from Sayyid Sistani, my question for the Sayyid is, what is the ruling on giving Christmas presents to the Christians? Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. If this act is considered a kind of confirmation or approval of their faith, it is not allowed. Showing tolerance of other religions, but we don't need to conform to their ways. This means that we can say Merry Christmas to our Christian friends or Christian neighbors. We can greet them and we can also extend gifts to them. But this does not mean that we must do the celebration ourselves and conform to that way.
Jesus, alayhi salam, in Quran and Hadith. Al-Ahwal said, I asked Abu Abdullah, alayhi salam, about the spirit that was in Adam, mentioned in the ayah in which Allah says, when I straightened him and blew in him from my spirit. Quran 15:29 and 38:72. He answered, this is the created spirit, and the spirit that was in Jesus was created. It is reported that Hassan ibn Ali al-Washa said, I was with my father and I was a youth, and we spent the night with Imam Riza alayhi salam. It was the night of the 25th of Dhul al-Qadha, and he said to my father, on the night of the 25th of Dhul al-Qadha, Abraham was born, and Jesus, the son of Mary, was born, and on it the earth beneath the Kaaba became broadened. Whoever fasts on this day, it is as if he were to fast for 60 months. It is narrated that Yasir al-Qadim said, I heard Imam Riza say, the most terrifying event for creatures are three. The day one is born and comes out of his mother's belly and sees the world, the day he dies and sees afterlife and its people, and the day he is raised and sees Allah he did not see in this world. And Allah made John secure in these three events and protected him from fear. And he said, peace be with him the day he was born, and the day he dies, and the day he is raised to life. Quran 19:15. And Jesus, the son of Mary, made him secure in these three events. And he said, peace be with me the day I was born, and the day I die, and the day that I am raised to life. 1933. I've been celebrating Christmas. Now what? Alhamdulillah, now that we know the background of Christmas and what Christmas truly means, we can help ourselves and our children by planning activities for our children to adjust out of celebrating Christmas and into celebrating more Muslim appropriate holidays such as Eid. Talk to your children. Teach your kids charity, plan special readings of our special occasions, and have fun on these occasions, family outings and group outings, and most importantly, to be open with our kids in age-appropriate manners, to help them adjust, and not just for the children, but adults need adjustments too.
So I just wanted to make a note about the Christmas now and what should we do if we've been celebrating it. These points were mainly for people that don't have Christian family.
So if you are a convert, like a lot of us may be, I am a convert, and so is Sister Sarah, and we do have family members that do celebrate Christmas. Now, it doesn't contradict our beliefs. Like if there's not, you know, a lot of alcohol being drank and music and partying and dancing, but if it's just a nice celebration and one that doesn't go against our religion, then there's no problem at all with going to their house, greeting them, giving them gifts. There's no issue with this. It's the issue is where we bring it into our own homes, doing it with our own children, making it part of our religion. That's where the issue lies. Not with going out and saying Merry Christmas to the Christians, not going out to our family members who may be Christian. It's not a problem as long as it does not contradict our religious beliefs. And this ends the lesson. These are the sources that we had used. You can jot them down, take a look through them. It is a lot more than what we had put in here, so you'll definitely get more out of it. I hope that you all enjoyed our presentation on Christmas. And to all our Christian friends out there, we would like to extend a Merry Christmas to them. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.